Call now. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court says it's not up to the courts. It's up to the Biden administration to set deportation priorities for illegal immigrants. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says it's a setback for red states.
If the Supreme Court can decide cases on procedural grounds and not address the merits of the case, it will do so almost every time. And that's what they did here.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on the court's move 1 year ago to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Tomorrow, on the anniversary of the decision, abortion rights activists are expected to march here to the Supreme Court, while anti-abortion groups are expected to gather at the Lincoln Memorial.
Philly Mayor Jim Kenney hails today's reopening 2 weeks after a section of Interstate 95 collapsed in a fiery crash.
I'm incredibly proud of the workers who stepped up to support this impressive rebuilding project, and the city employees who showed up every day to ensure the safety and well-being of residents, commuters, and travelers.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
1057 CFW. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. Woo! The Valley's fun music.
CFW.
Thank you.
so many great songs, and only one station plays them all.
All the songs I want to hear.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
Seven CFW.
Oh, something I want you to know.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 91. Afternoon showers and storms are possible. Slight chance of a storm tonight with a low around 66. Showers and storms are likely on your Saturday, highs around 85. For Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 82. CFW.
1057 CFW.
Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
I'm
1057 CFW.
You want a music fest with a little bit of everything, including a whole lot of spirit? Well, save the dates for the Blue Ox Festival June 22nd through the 24th. Enjoy amazing bluegrass and Americana music, art, food, and more at the Pines Music Park outside of Eau Claire. And though it's only 8 years old, Blue Ox keeps getting bigger and better with age. The award-winning Avett Brothers, one of the main headliners this year. Find more at blueoxmusicfestival.com.
We'll be right back. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Colfax. This is 105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
If I can use it for the week. shut the door.
As much a part of summer as those little push-up pops with the sherbet and flimsy plastic straws that would break if you pushed them the wrong way.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, you remember those push-ups, right? 105.7 CFW. Frustrating to find a station with our music, isn't it? One station is just way too old. Then the next station is more of a kid's station. What about a station that plays the music that we listen to? Well, that's why we're here. Music that's not too old and won't make you drift off, and not your kid's station either. Maybe we should have called ourselves Goldilocks. Not too old, not too, well, you know, probably not. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's Fun Music.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media.
608-819-8255.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 105.7 CFW listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks, 855-954-1186.
CBS News Brief. It didn't take months, it took 2 weeks to reopen the section of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia that collapsed in a fiery wreck. It's a temporary solution, but getting high marks.
It's the main highway. I feel like it should be something that's very important to get done as quick as possible. So the fact that they worked overnight on it is a big thing for the city.
The Supreme Court revives a Biden administration policy that set deportation priorities for illegal immigrants. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court essentially said that this is an executive branch decision and not for the courts to make.
Marking a year since the court overturned Roe versus Wade, abortion rights activists are speaking out today.
We've heard from women who've been turned away from hospitals and told to wait in the parking lot, literally until they were on the brink of death.
Both sides in the never-ending debates plan demonstrations in Washington.